Hi there, everybody. This is Pastor AJ coming to you from an empty South Grainville church. I hope that you and your family are well and healthy, and that God continues to encourage you even in the midst of an uncertain time. As we continue to follow stay home and stay safe orders, we want to invite you to participate in another audio devotional this week. Just another way that God can continue inviting us into his presence together, even though we're not physically in the same place. So today, as we kind of mark about a month of this kind of coronavirus epidemic hitting Michigan, we are going to focus on our relationships, and I'm going to invite you to do a prayer exercise with me. Well, we will think about our relationships in three different ways. And so, as we've done in the past, we'll have some thoughts and some scripture, and then you're invited to pause the podcast so that you have time to maybe write down some thoughts, or if you are out walking your dog or something, just to give yourself some adequate time to pray and reflect on the different prompts that we're going to work through. But as I said, the theme of today is going to be relationships, because after about a month and several weeks now without school for many people to be working at home, there's no doubt that your relationships have been impacted by everything that's going on. Some of us might be feeling disconnected, maybe because you're living alone and so you're feeling isolated, or maybe you're just missing family and friends that you're not able to see right now. You know, in my own family, we were looking forward to my sister who lives in Seattle. She was supposed to come and visit us at the end of March, but she actually ended up getting quarantined because a coworker of hers tested positive, and so she wasn't able to come, and it was a hard thing for all of us. And so we're waiting for this to pass in order to be together as a family for the first time in really a couple of years. Perhaps you have had similar trips or visits disrupted. Maybe you're just staying home and the only contact that you're having with people is over Zoom or FaceTime, which, let's be honest, is not the same as being in person with people. So maybe you are listening to this and you're feeling some disconnection. Or it might be that you're actually feeling a little bit over-connected. Maybe, you know, all the together time with your family is starting to wear on you a little bit. Or maybe there's been conflict at work as you try to make decisions about how to respond to all these changing circumstances. Maybe you're just kind of desperate for some personal space or to be with some adults that you're not married to. We're all dealing with a lot, and we're all juggling all these different concerns and issues, and all of that stress and tension and uncertainty can't help but take a toll on our relationships. So today, we're going to walk through these three prompts, and we're going to take some time to intentionally pray about our relationships in three specific ways. So first, I want to invite you to think for a moment about the relationships that you have and who you are feeling grateful for this week. Who in your life has really come through for you over the last few weeks? Who has reached out to you? Who's been helping to keep you sane? Who is it that you're just feeling grateful for right now? I want to share a couple of scriptures to kind of help prompt your thinking. Proverbs 17:17 says this, "A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for a time of adversity." 1 John 4:12, one of my favorite verses, says this, "No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us." One of the things that's made this so hard is that our relationships have been disrupted, and that is one of the primary ways God gives us, not only to be encouraged and strengthened during the week, but also really to experience his presence. That God designed us to experience faith in his presence in and through our relationships with others. And so as you may be dealing with some discouragement or, again, feeling lonely or disconnected, I want to invite you to just think and pray for a moment about who it is that you're grateful for. How has God been blessing you through your relationships? How are you experiencing his love for you through the people in your life? Take a minute now to think and pray about those people and really express your gratitude to God. Thank you. right. So our second focus today is going to be on conflict and praying that God will help us to respond to the conflict in our life in a way that represents Jesus well. So think for a moment about the last few weeks. What's the state of your marriage? How's your family life? After 4+ weeks without school now, is there any conflict in your house? Probably, right? How are you getting along with your spouse or your kids? If you're a student, how are you feeling about your parents or your siblings? Chances are, at some point, all of this together time is leading to some conflict. Or, you know, maybe for you, maybe the family stuff is going okay, but maybe there's been conflict at work. As I said, we're trying to navigate these challenges, and surprise, surprise, maybe not everyone that you work with agrees about what you should be doing or what the best course of action is right now. And so maybe you've been experiencing more conflict than normal as part of your job. Maybe you've had conflict with family members because they are just seeing this whole experience very differently than you. Maybe you're in a position where you're trying to get them to take it more seriously. Or maybe they've been kind of overbearing towards you or policing your behavior, and that's becoming an issue. Maybe you just don't agree about what our country should be doing, and that creates some friction. Conflict is always a part of our lives, but one of the things that's happening right now is our personal issues and personal dysfunction is being brought to the surface in a whole new way. It's harder to avoid that right now because we're at home and there's less distractions, and many of us, as a result, are experiencing an increase in conflict. So today, I want to invite you to take some time to invite God into that conflict, to ask God for help in knowing how to respond in a Christ-like way if and when this conflict surfaces. We, I think, as people of God, need to know how best to love the people around us well, especially when we don't agree. And that can be so hard right now with everything that's going on. So I want to share a few scriptures from the book of Proverbs that might be helpful to you as they speak into the conflict that we experience in our lives. Proverbs 15, verse 1 says this, "A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Later in the same chapter, Proverbs 15, 18, "A hot-tempered person stirs up conflict, but the one who is patient calms a quarrel." Again, we're trying to be that calm, non-anxious presence, even when there's so much pressure and so many things that we're dealing with. One of my favorite proverbs is this one, 16:32. "Better a patient person than a warrior. Better one with self-control than one who takes a city." And then one of my least favorite proverbs, because every time I read it, I find it so convicting. Proverbs 29:11 says this, "Fools give full vent to their rage, but the wise bring calm in the end." So again, each of these verses has to deal with how we respond to tension and conflict and seeking to be that Christ-like presence, that calm, diffusing presence in the midst of all of the different kinds of conflict that we face. So as you think about your relationships and what you're experiencing these last few weeks, is there something that God would invite you to change? Some way that He wants you to respond to people differently? How can you be gentle and patient and humble and kind? How can you show grace to someone who is also facing a lot of pressure? What does it look like for you to respond to others the way that Jesus would? Take a minute to think about that and pray about that. And I want to encourage you, don't just think about your own sin or beat yourself up about what you might be doing wrong. Instead, I want to invite you to really invite God into that relationship. Invite God to bring healing and reconciliation. Invite God to be at work in you, to grow the fruit of the Holy Spirit and change your heart. You don't have to will yourself to be a better person in this case. I think what God is asking is that we would invite Him in and invite His power to be at work so that we can respond to conflict in a healthier and more gracious way. So our third and last prompt today is we want to be thinking about our relationships and thinking about the role of prayer. Who is it that God is maybe inviting you to pray for in a more intentional and focused way? And how specifically should you be praying for those people who are in your life on a regular basis? So often, you and I tend to turn to prayer as like a last resort. But in this moment when a lot of people around us are dealing with some very heavy and difficult things, prayer, I think, is as important as it's ever been. As we seek to love and serve our neighbors and our community, prayer is a key part of what we have to offer as the church. And God wants to use us in this really mysterious way. God wants to use us to bring about change through prayer. When we pray, He responds, and He brings help and change and grace into someone's life. We don't always totally understand how it works or why it works, but we trust as people of faith that it matters, that prayer works. There's a great quote from William Temple, who was an Anglican bishop in the previous century, and he said this. He said, "When I pray, coincidences happen, and when I don't, they don't." So we might not fully understand all the ins and outs of prayer, how or why it works, but we believe that prayer is effective and that it matters. And in this current moment, when there is so much uncertainty and so much frustration and very real pain and grief for people, you and I ought to be driven to our knees, because prayer is one of, if not the most important thing that we have to offer to the other people in our life. So as you think about your relationships, is there someone that you're feeling led to pray for? Is there somebody who's struggling materially and needs God to provide for them? Somebody who's maybe lost a job or lost income in some way, and you know that they're going to need God to come through and really provide in a way that human resources can't. Or maybe is there somebody in your life who is just really feeling anxious, really struggling with everything that's going on? Can you be praying for them that they would experience God's peace in a new and real way? Is there somebody in your life who is not part of the church, but they seem to be wrestling with spirituality? Someone who is taking this moment when everything's been turned upside down and they find themselves, you know, re-examining their beliefs or trying to figure out how to process and make sense of this in their current worldview? Is there somebody who just seems to have a more open mind or a more open heart in these last few weeks? And if so, can you be praying for them in a focused and intentional way that they would be able to, you know, fully enter into a relationship with God? How is it that God is inviting you to partner with Him, to pray that there would be resurrection and new life for the people that you interact with, the people that you love and care about on a weekly basis? So here's a couple of scriptures to kind of help prompt your thinking. Galatians 6:2 says this, "Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ." One of the most important ways that we do that is through prayer, by taking on somebody's pain or struggle and bringing that before God ourselves. And then 2 Peter 3:9 says this, "The Lord is not slow in keeping His promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." Again, we know from Scripture that God's heart is that people would come to faith, that as a church, we don't just exist for our own sake, but we exist on mission to help point others to the hope and truth of the gospel. So how can you be praying for that? How can you be praying for your own witness to be effective? And how can you be praying for the hearts and lives of those people who are spiritually questioning and wrestling and seem to be open to the gospel? How is it that God is inviting you to pray for the people around you? Please take a minute now to think about that and pray about that as we move forward. Thank you. as always, I want to say thank you for listening. Thank you for participating this week. And most importantly, thank you for taking the time to be with your God. There is nothing more important than that at any point, but especially right now. For you and I to get through this crisis and not just survive, but thrive, we're going to have to develop deeper and stronger roots in our relationship with God to really be close with Him and walking with Him intentionally. And so I hope that in some small way, these kind of weekly exercises can help you to do that. If you have questions, if there's something that you're wondering about or want to process, please don't hesitate to reach out to me, PastorAJ@SouthGranvilleChurch.org, or you can give me a call in the church office as well. And if there is some way that we can be praying for you or somebody that you know, please get a hold of us. We can put that on the prayer line and be praying about that during the week as well. With that said, I invite you now to go in peace, to love and serve the Lord, and we will see you online on Sunday.